It's The Land and the Book from Moody Radio with Dr. Charlie Dyer. I'm John Gager, and you know, your question is always welcome at thelandandthebook@moody.edu. Here's Kirby's. He says, when God orders the death of a large group or a family, like in the story of Ai in the book of Joshua, will the children and those who faithfully follow God go to be with the Lord?
Yeah, we're not given a specific answer in that passage or in passages like that. But here's what I see based on other passages of Scripture. First, we know God can take a person's life physically without impacting his or her spiritual destiny. In the New Testament, in 1 Corinthians 5, Paul told the church to hand over an extremely immoral brother to Satan for the destruction of the flesh. But then he adds the individual's spirit would be saved on the day of the Lord. Later, Paul described shameful events taking place in that church when they celebrated the Lord's table. And he said, as a result, many among you are weak and sick, and a number of you have fallen asleep. That is, they died. So God can take a person's life physically without impacting their ultimate spiritual destiny. But second, we need to admit only God knows the condition of an individual's heart. Hebrews 11:6 says, God rewards those who diligently seek him. And we know that's true of Gentiles. Melchizedek, the king priest of Salem, he was a believer. But at the same time, Paul makes it clear in Romans 1 that God revealed his eternal power and divine nature through creation, and that those who chose to reject his revelation were without excuse. So when it comes to individuals who perished, whether it's the people of Ai or the family of Achan or the firstborn child of David and Bathsheba, we have to say we don't know, but we can trust God and know that he sees clearly into each person's heart and judges them on the basis of their response to the revelation he provided. And I think we can also assume he extends his mercy to those who are too young or those not mentally capable of responding. But in the end, I've got to leave this in the hands of God.